You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Oh, Mr. Sandman, I could listen to a little more of that. That kind of stuff kind of puts you to sleep. Music does it. What puts you to sleep? 504-260-1870. You have trouble sleeping? We'd love to hear from our audience this morning. We're going to talk about what is very surprising statistics that are coming out of a recent survey at the University of Michigan. They found that more than one in five people, young adults that is, reported using cannabis or alcohol to help fall asleep. It's age 19 to 30. I guess that's that Gen Z is. And boy, I got to apologize to them after yesterday. Seemed like we've been picking on those Gen Zs. But anyway, to try to help us figure out what's going on with this and how to treat these sleep problems, Chris Winter joins us. Chris is a sleep specialist and neurologist and the author of The Sleep Solution and The Rested Child. Chris, it sounds like you've got a fertile feel for the future of your business there. It sounds like there's on the rise sleep disorders, especially among young people.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of trouble with finding people who need help. That's for sure. It's people have a lot of trouble with sleep sometimes. So yeah, we're pretty job secure.
You know, we hear the term sleep like a baby or slept like a baby. Is it true that it's easier to sleep the younger you are and the harder the older you get?
I mean, there are certain things that change with sleep as you get older. We tend to require fewer hours. We tend to wake up a few more times and have a little bit more fragmentation to our sleep as we get older. But, you know, we also don't exercise as much as we get older and take more medications as we get older. So there are sort of, you know, ebbs and flows with sleep. But yeah, I would say that as we get older, there are a few more challenges, but older people can still have very satisfying, healthy sleep.
So what do you think is the reason for the rise in the trend among young people who are having difficulty sleeping and turning to the use of cannabis or alcohol to help them? Is it more pressure? Is it just a faster-paced society, the technology, the social media, pressure of trying to, you know, look for jobs and deal with an education? What do you think is behind that?
I mean, I think it's probably all those things. I think that there is a lot of lack of education about sleep. I mean, the most common sleep aid in the world is alcohol. So this is not something new that we've dealt with in terms of people turning to making bad choices and turning to bad substances in this sort of idea of helping them sleep. I mean, to me, it really points out a couple things. One is a fundamental lack of education about sleep. It's impossible not to sleep. It doesn't exist in nature. Every human who walks the face of this earth will sleep about 6 hours or more for every 24 they're alive. Number two, you know, when you don't have a strong schedule that features, you know, body movement, exercise, you know, we used to get up early, travel to work, you know, go to gyms, do all, you know, we spend so much more time at home now. So many more of my patients work from home. So a lot of that movement and exercise that we used to get, we just don't get anymore. I also think there's a lot more schedule inconsistency. You know, individuals kind of get up when they want to get up, work when they want to work. And a lot of those things can be really problematic for sleep. So, you know, I think it's just like the new alcohol when you look at it. And there's also probably this idea that marijuana and substances like that are safer or they work better for sleep. I mean, I work for a bunch of Major League Baseball teams, and I heard a presentation from a marijuana distributor that said, hey, you know, we're really healthy for sleep and we help you sleep in a way that's safer than alcohol. And really none of that's true. I mean, there's very little research that says marijuana does anything positive for sleep. It's probably a real net negative.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know that mental activity on the incline is going to replace physical. You know, people used to work hard for a living. I mean, they were farmers, and people, you watch them now, the construction workers and the maintenance workers, there's so much high-tech equipment in their hands now, they're really not using their physical body strength anymore like they used to, and I'm sure that has something to do with it. Also have one of our listeners says that in the case of the cannabis, they believe it's on the rise because you can get ones that are made for sleep nowadays instead of just getting random stuff off the street. So the availability of cannabis, I'm sure, has some responsibility for the increase.
Of course. And you know, I love the idea of you know, getting something that's made for sleep. There is no cannabis that's sleep positive. I mean, I do a podcast once a week about sleep called Sleep Unplugged, and we did an episode, I think it was 37, about cannabis. And I mean, I think when people really dig into the research on cannabis, I mean, to me, there's really very little difference between that and something like bourbon. I mean, it's sort of, why are you using this? Well, I get into bed and it takes me a while to fall asleep. Why have you determined that that is pathological and needs to be fixed? It's sort of like, cannabis is on the rise for young adults who have trouble eating. No, like you either sit down for dinner and you eat, or you're not hungry and you move on with your life and wait around for your hunger to come back, which it always does. Like, this is kind of strange that we've pathologized this kind of thing. And, you know, I think this really speaks to the mental health, you know, crisis that we have right now, that anxiety's on the rise. And then, so what you have happened is a person gets into bed, they don't fall asleep right away. This creates anxiety. We're being told if you don't sleep, you'll get sick, you'll get dementia, you'll have heart disease. So we kind of create this weird cycle of insomnia that forces people outside of that loop to find substances to knock themselves out quickly, which is how most people define good sleep, is being unconscious fast.
All right, Chris, we're going to take a traffic break here. I got some questions and comments coming in from the audience about, you know, treating the symptoms instead of the cause. And in some cases, it can actually make it worse by using either cannabis or alcohol to fall asleep.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Sleep. We're talking with Chris Winter, a sleep specialist and neurologist, also the author of The Sleep Solution and The Rested Child. We'll be right back to continue this conversation, but first we need a traffic update from Courtney P. And you're listening to WWL's First News. I'm Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker this week. He will be back with you on Monday. And this morning we're talking about sleep or the lack thereof. Some statistics showing 22% of young adults aged 19 to 30 reported using one or both of the cannabis or alcohol substances to help them sleep. Joining us to discuss this is Chris Winter, sleep specialist and neurologist, and he's authored a book called The Sleep Solution and The Rested Child. Chris, I've got a lot of comments and questions coming in, so we'll try to take these as many as we can before we have to depart here. But one of them says, what I understand about alcohol, it actually affects your sleep in a negative way. Is that true?
Absolutely, yes. Depresses a lot of the things like deep sleep and REM sleep that actually make us feel better. So, you know, whenever somebody, you know, says to me, listen, I hear what you're saying, Chris, but, you know, for me, alcohol just takes the edge off and helps me sleep better. It never makes you sleep better. It might make you unconscious faster, but it's not making the quality of your sleep better. You're always better without alcohol from a sleep perspective.
And long term, both of them, the marijuana and the alcohol, can actually make your sleep habits worse. How does that happen?
I think so. I mean, I think that, well, they suppress a lot of the quality features of your sleep. So as your quality goes down, quantity tends to rise. You're trying to sleep more to make up for the bad sleep quality. And I also think it kind of creates a sort of dependence, like, insomnia is just a lack of faith in sleep. It's getting into bed, not going to sleep right away, and then having a struggle with that. I mean, I ask people all the time, somebody says to me, it takes them 2 hours to fall asleep. My first question is, how do you feel about that? If the answer is, I don't care, then be in bed for 2 hours before you fall asleep or read a book or whatever. Like, it's the care part that kills people. So, you know, learn to embrace being in bed awake. Resting in bed is highly restorative. So, yeah, I think using these kinds of substances over time kind of creates this failure of faith in your own ability to sleep, which is really tragic.
I have another listener asking about how accurate are the watches for tracking your sleep. Those are getting very popular now. Are they accurate on what they tell you you've slept?
Yeah, I mean, they're getting much more accurate. We did a whole podcast episode on wearables. I can't remember what the episode was. But, you know, when they actually are asking the question, how much did I sleep, they're really accurate. We're talking like 80-90%. So if you're somebody who says, I'm lucky if I sleep an hour at night, that's why I use marijuana, take a couple weeks off of your marijuana and look at what that tracker is telling you. And what I always tell patients is, you have to write down what you think happened last night, and then you get to look at your tracker data. And I have patients who will write down, you know, 0 hours, 1 hour, and the tracker says 6 or 7. The tracker's right. Where it tends to fail a little bit is the differentiation of sleep stages REM sleep, light sleep, deep sleep, it's probably somewhere in the order of 60 to 75% accurate with that, but they are getting better very rapidly.
Now the question is asking, is melatonin a better alternative? Your opinion on melatonin use?
I don't think so. I mean, again, melatonin is a chemical that we make. And I love when patients say, is it a better alternative? My better alternative to marijuana is don't take anything. We don't need sleeping pills to sleep. Marijuana is great. I'm sorry, melatonin is great for travel, jet lag, shift work. When your schedule is changing, melatonin can help readjust the schedule a little bit faster. But for nightly use, I don't recommend melatonin at all, and especially for kids.
Chris, we've got to depart for the news here. Your podcast, where can they find that?
Yeah, if you just type in Sleep Unplugged into any podcast search, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, even YouTube, it'll pop up. And whatever question you've got, my guess is there's an episode that addresses it.
Very good. Thanks for being with us, Chris. We have to get you back on again. We appreciate you giving us some advice and information about the sleep, a very, very popular topic this morning. Thanks so much.
Happy holidays and Happy New Year.
Same to you. And we'll be right back after the news.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.